The Mammal and the Dandelion. This is the story that was suckled when young, nuzzled at the teat, nourished in the womb, born like the dolphin with a moustache. This is the story of the gland, milk that could have been sweat. The mystery of three bones named hammer, anvil, and stirrup. Hear it in your inner ear. The tale of muscle and tendon separating the great hollow into two defined and definite zones. Blood and air, food and bile. The digression of the long and short, this is the story that speaks with a single jaw, that loses its teeth with age, the story that allows you to breathe and eat without choking. Here is that story, immune to its own destruction. Its body protects it, a giant mouse, a clouded leopard. It gives birth to the warm-blooded myth. You bring it into the world. You teach it to survive. The artery leaving its heart curves to the left. That alone is enough for love. I am the seed that floats in silk. I parachute into lands far away from home. I merely need the breath of human mouth, a breeze no stronger than a child blowing out three birthday candles to be carried away. On new ground, I grow strong and hearty, promiscuous only with bees, I regenerate myself. Nectar and claw, bitter leaf, lion's tooth, pig's snout, monk's crown, my names are as many as my budding impulse to fly. My moment is near. Overnight I appear, an orb of gossamer white from the bees, busy mouth and rubbing eyes I am born. Blow me away. Spread me like a fire, a plague. My roots were deep, twisted and strong. They ate my flower, cleansed their blood. I cured what caused their pain. When they broke my parents' stem, I left a brown, persistent stain. I fly too far, too quickly I settle down. Before I become the weed that impatient fingers will tug right out of the soil, I keep singing, singing, singing of the places that I came from.